Now it's time for tonight's postgame coaches interview presented by Barings. And coach, you look at this game here tonight, UMass certainly did not make it easy to get to this 10-point win.
You know, we knew coming in that they're an explosive offensive team. And when people shoot threes and make threes, it puts you on your heels. And that then ricochets back to the offensive end, and you try to rush things because they just got three or they just got six. And I think the nature of their threes is the very disarming aspect of it. How many of their threes were in the first 5 seconds of the possession as they came up the court, and then how many of their threes were in the last 5 or 6 seconds of the possession? So we had played 20 seconds, 25 seconds of defense and then gave up the three. So it's very disconcerting. It's very deflating. And that's a tribute to Massachusetts and the way they play. And I'm thankful that we came out on top. I thought Luka Brajkovic was absolutely sensational today. Absolutely sensational.
Yeah, you look at Luka, the numbers he put up tonight, 25 points, a career high for him, 11 rebounds. This was his 12th career double-double. But such an efficient 11 of 13. Just seemed to have the right touch tonight.
Yeah, he did, and they seemed to come at all the appropriate times. The offensive rebounds came at the great, great times, and he's just really emerging. And three block shots, I think that was critical as well. So for him to get that double-double was really – and now he played 31 minutes, and the average fan doesn't understand that he has to defend a ball screen for that 33 minutes he's out, the 31 minutes he's out there, which means he's got to go from a low post out to the top of the key, back to the low post, back to the top of the key. And it's a constant thing. And that's after running up and down the court, end line to end line. And this is a 6'10", 6'11 guy. So for him to have that kind of stamina and that kind of energy to accomplish what he did tonight just makes me very, very pleased for him.
Impressive night for sure. And, Coach, I want to go back to one series in the second half. And Foster Lawyer on his backside created the play of Menenga. Gets to the line, the miss, Luka cleans it up. Mike Jones deflection leads to a lead three. That was a big series.
Yeah, I think it was a seven-point turnaround in a period of, 7 seconds. And, you know, we call that aspect of our game special teams. And we say it's the defining moments of the game. How you perform at the foul line, how you perform on the end line, how you perform on a baseline, the sideline, offense and defense is our special teams, like the punt team, like the kickoff teams, the field goal teams. And in that moment there, we got to the foul line. So we missed the foul shot, but we got 2 points on the putback by Luka. Then we get the inbound violation, and we get the 3 points for Lee on the inbound. So 5 points in special teams in a matter of, 7 seconds.
Look at your defense, or talk about your defense overall, Coach. UMass came in, as far as the point output, you held them 11 under their season average.
Well, we did that. That's certainly true. And you know what? Another startling number is they were 33% from two-point range. So our two-point defense was pretty darn good. It was our three-point defense that struggled as they made 14 threes against us.
Now, points in the paint dominated there 32-12. I know Luka had a lot to do with that, but he also added a couple threes early in that second half. Why were you successful in getting to the bucket?
Well, I think they got to cover two bigs. They got to cover Sam as well, and Sam made a couple of great moves. And when you have two guys that can score, you have to go back into my memory bank, and I think about Jake Cohen and Damon Brooks. We had those two guys at the 4 or 5 position with the capacity to score. And particularly with Jake being able to shoot the three and play back to the basket, and DeMond could do anything. So it's very valuable when you 4 or 5 can really score. As you know, Massachusetts, Trent Buttrick, the transfer from Penn State, and Michael Stedman, the transfer from Montana, both of them have been efficient scorers, although Michael didn't score very well tonight.
And one other thing, Coach, in the box score, 3 turnovers, 15 assists.
Yeah, we handled the ball well. And we passed the ball well, and that's just the nature of our guys. They're very, very team-oriented, and they really work to hit the open man.
Finally, Coach, anything specific about your message tonight to the team as you get set to go 3 on the road?
I talked about the journey, and I you know, we are here wearing the GOAT shirt for Stephen, and the night that he hit that three in Madison Square Garden, that was celebrated, but that was one shot of 2,900 whatever shots. It's been a journey for Stephen that continues, and that's what I think sports, and that's what life is all about. Journeys continue, and this journey for us tonight is going to continue, but it will continue in the right way if we learn the lesson from what we experienced tonight, as the same experience we had on Saturday against Rhode Island has to teach us the lesson that helped us get ready for tonight. We've got Richmond on the road on Friday, and you know, Richmond has been a team that has been a nemesis for us, and we know we have our hands full. So let's learn our lessons from tonight.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on a 12th straight win.
Thank you, Jared.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.